Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there once again, Jonathan Doyle with you, as always. Great to have the pleasure of your company. You give me a great gift with your focus and your attention of all the things you could do in this week. If you are listening to this, you are putting aside time. You're saying, I think that this is important enough for me to listen to. And I can tell you from here on the other end of the microphone, it's a big privilege. It's exciting each week to be here, to get to do stuff, and I'm just going to charge straight in this week. A nice short one, but it's very rich, and I hope that you might get a chance to listen to it a couple of times. And this week, I'm simply calling the weekly podcast The Turbulence of Change. Now, what I'm going to pitch straight off is that, as I always say, if you're listening to this, you are a person who is looking for change in life. Things could be good, but you want them to be better. Things could be terrible, and you really want to move them from there to something, you know, much more livable. But if you're listening to this, you're like me. You love to see things change and grow. You want to just keep doing more, being more, contributing more. But the thing that I want to put out there for you this week is that if you decide to make change in your life, I mean, dramatic change, what we call transformative change, if you want to change old belief systems, if you want to change old habits, if you want to change old patterns, then you're in the business of change. And what we need to understand at the start of this week's weekly podcast is that change is going to bring some turbulence in your life. So, you know, I fly a lot, right? And, you know, over many years of flying, I've had some interesting experiences of turbulence. I remember once I was flying to Asia, and I was flying in on a connecting flight on a smaller plane, and suddenly it was smooth and clear. But then suddenly this plane I was on dropped, I reckon, about 40 meters in one go. It was just like it just dropped out of nowhere. And people were screaming, and like, I wasn't. I was very manly and didn't scream. not on the outside anyway. But, you know, a few minutes later, the captain comes on. He goes, "Oh, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. We got ourselves caught in the jet wash of an Airbus." I'm going, right. So, you know, how many years did you spend being a pilot and you just sort of almost drove into the back of an Airbus? But what I did notice is that, you know, you fly a lot, you often experience, you know, change and turbulence. So turbulence, you know, if you're aware of what it actually is, it's just different air pressures and wind speeds moving the plane around. You know, and if you want change, you can expect something similar. Life, for most of us, is never going to be this flat line, smooth, uneventful thing. Well, you know, sadly for some people it is. That's what they want. They want absolute predictability, no change, no threats, and you can have that, but as you probably think, you know, agree, it doesn't make for the most interesting, engaged life. So as we begin to talk about the turbulence of change, what I'm trying to do here is prep you. I'm trying to get you ready for when you really decide you're going to do something, you're going to make some big change. Well, I think the problem you're going to have is you got to be ready. You got to be ready for people to not understand what you're trying to do. You got to be ready for people to critique and attack. And, you know, you've got to be ready for moments of uncertainty where you doubt yourself. So this is the turbulence of change. I'm going to say it's really hard. You know, it's really hard. And the next thing I want you to understand is what I call the second law of thermodynamics. Now, of course, the laws of thermodynamics are something that you give a great deal of thought to every day. I know that you spend large amounts of time studying these, but the second law of thermodynamics is a good one. It's actually worth knowing why, because basically, you know, at the most basic level, what the second law of thermodynamics says is that everything in the universe is moving from a hotter state to a colder state. So we have the Big Bang and everything's crazy and flying out there, but as time progresses, the universe is kind of winding down. Now, I am not a quantum physicist, and I know that every week there is new discoveries and new science. So if you are a quantum physicist, please, you know, if you need to, send me a private message on Facebook and say that my theories on quantum mechanics need a bit of work. But basically, that is the second law of thermodynamics, is that, you know, the universe is moving from a state of energy and action to a gradual process of winding down. Now, the thing about that law is that that law kind of applies to us physically. You know, obviously we, you know, we age and we get older and slowly we move towards death. So the law of thermodynamics is operating in our own bodies and lives. But, you know, I want to use it today as a metaphor, and it's one that I've used for many years, and basically means this, that, you know, systems left to themselves with no fresh inputs eventually are winding down and dying. You know, this is sort of the basics of all the stuff that I do here on this, you know, on this website and with this podcast, is that, you know, people go, you know, people that don't like personal development and motivation stuff, they're like, oh, this, you're just pumping yourself up and you're all, you know, it's just this rah-rah motivation stuff. I'm going, well, you know, why, what's the problem with that? What's the problem with admitting that to live fully, to, you know, to fight against this sort of winding down process, that we do need inputs? You know, the great communicator Zig Ziglar, you know, who died recently, you know, famously said, you know, that, you know, you don't take a bath or a shower once. It's not like, you know, you decide when you're like five, you're going to have a bath once and you never have one again. You do it every day. You brush your teeth every day. There are things that we need to do every day to keep the system, you know, on track. And personal development and motivation is one of those, is that if we're going to grow, then we listen to things like this podcast. If we're going to grow, we read great books. If we're going to grow, we speak in a certain way. We start to think certain thoughts, because left to ourselves, this law of thermodynamics is going to become problematic, at least, you know, as a metaphor it will be. So what has that got to do with the turbulence of change? It's just this, is that once you recognize that law is in operation, that with no dynamic, exciting, fresh inputs about growth, we're winding down. So once you move against that law, it's kind of like the universe says, interesting, we have somebody pushing back. We have someone pushing back against this process of what the scientists call entropy, you know, this winding down. So the turbulence comes when you put your hand up and you say, you know what, I want more. I want more, and it might be money, it might be, you know, quality relationships, it might be just happiness, peace, joy, spirituality. Once you put your hand up and say, no, not happy, this is not what I signed up for, I want more, better, I want to grow, I want to contribute, you get blowback, you get pushback from the great operational laws of relationships and people and the universe and all that stuff is kind of going to go, no, back in your place, get back to the second law of thermodynamics. So that's what we're preparing ourselves for. So the next, the big area this will tend to play out, and this is a little bit contentious here, and I want to do this carefully, is that if you really start to grow, one of the things you're going to notice is that it's possible, not definitely going to happen, but it's possible that some of the people closest to you are going to have big problems with it. And we need to know why that is. And again, I sort of reference back to Tony Robbins, who did some great stuff on this years ago. You know, he argues that, I guess, one of the basic human needs, and we can all agree on this, is the need for love. That we deeply, passionately want love and connection from those closest to us. And, you know, when everything's predictable and those around us kind of doing the same things all the time, we kind of feel safe. We kind of feel, okay, I know how this all operates. But if somebody in a key relationship around us really starts to change and becomes, you know, kind of different, we freak out. We kind of go, we don't actually say this to ourselves, but the theory is that if somebody really changes, we think, oh, wow, you know, what if they won't love us anymore? Or what if, you know, what if they just forget about us and their life moves on and then they're just not going to care about us as much as they used to? And a lot of this stuff's happening just below the level of consciousness. So what can tend to happen, not will, but can tend to happen, is that sometimes the people closest to you will need to pull you back and get back in your place and stop reading that stuff and stop thinking these thoughts. And so it's really hard because, you know, it's not just the people around us, it's ourselves. We kind of go, who am I really? Am I allowed to change? Am I allowed to become really different? Because becoming really different is scary. Now, it's you know, isn't this a real paradox that we want to grow, you want to grow, I want to grow, but at the same time, there's a part of us that doesn't, that just wants to stay exactly how things are. So, you know, if it's not those closest to us pulling us back sometimes, then we can do it to ourselves. So sometimes you have to provide reassurance to yourself and to those around you and say, look, I still care about you. I still love you, but I have to go this way. I have to do these things. I want to grow and I want to develop. So recently I was working with my, you know, my mentor who has had a huge impact on my life. And they were sort of saying to me, look, you know, there are two great laws of life, love and fear. You know, if you really stop and, you know, put this on pause for a minute and think about that statement, you know, love and fear are just operative at just about every level of our lives. You know, what we do, where we spend our time, and the things we don't do, all the opportunities we never take. You know, the famous saying, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you never take. You know, like so much of the time, we're just, you know, not aware that love and fear are operating as the kind of bedrock of our lives. So what my mentor was saying to me was like, you know, now when there's fear, when there's genuine fear, then you meet it with love. Now, at that point, this point, some of you are going, ooh, this is getting a bit touchy-feely. Well, you know, if you've met me personally, you know that I can be very empathetic, but I'm not kind of a, you know, snaggy kind of let's all dance in the forest kind of guy. But this stuff was really powerful. I want to flesh this out a little bit is, you know, if I could be honest on the podcast, you know, fear has been something that has been a huge part of my life. You know, people go, you? I mean, you're on stage in front of thousands of people and you do all this stuff and you're on radio and TV. And I'm going, yeah, but, you know, what makes you think that I haven't had to face huge obstacles? And sometimes, you know, I was on Sunday, I met this guy who just moved here with his family from another country, and he's a really, you know, big personality and really direct. And we were chatting. It was really cool. And, you know, I mentioned that I do speaking, you know, that I've been speaking for years. And he goes, oh, so he goes, do you ever still get nervous? I said, do I ever still get nervous? I said, you know, to be honest, I'm probably more nervous sometimes now than I was when I started. When you start and like, no one's ever heard of you and you just rock up and then, you know, no one really cares. You could do a terrible job and they're like, well, there's another crap speech. We've just heard millions of those. But once you start to you know, make a bit of an impact and do a bit of stuff and people, you know, find out who you are and they like your stuff and then you're speaking more and more, you can rock up there thinking, wow, you know, I better do a really good job here because, you know, people have expectations now. And I remember the first time I went on national television, I was just like, you know, you wouldn't have seen this, but I was like, okay, don't screw up. You know, you're about to be in front of, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people. Don't screw this up. And fear was a huge thing. And I reckon, if I was honest with you, it's something that I got to work with for the rest of my life, to constantly battle against, you know, thoughts of what doesn't work and what if and what if. And if you're anything like me, you know, maybe you're not. Maybe you're perfect. Maybe you never feel this. In which case, please, you should start recording the weekly podcast and I'll listen to you. But back to this fear and love concept, you know. She was like saying to me that, you know, wherever there's fear in your life, you meet it with love. And that sounds a bit vague, doesn't it? It's like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm about to go on stage and I'm really, you know, I'm really nervous. So I've got to, what do I love? You know, I mean, and she put it this way. She kind of said, well, look, in that moment, you have to love yourself. You have to have respect and care and admiration for your own gifts and for the things that you do. And you've got to love the audience. And, you know, you've got to care about them. And you keep overcoming the fear with love in these key areas. So I guess what I'm getting at is if you're going to change, and we're talking today about the turbulence of change, then you've got to have some real love for yourself. You know, you've got to go, look, I may not have figured this out. I may not be perfect. I may not know all the answers. But you know what? I want to be happier. I want to grow. I want to contribute. And you know, that is showing a genuine love for yourself and for the amazing person that God's made you to be. You know, you can show love to the mystery of life, you know, this crazy adventure that we all get to do. And some of us just sit on the sidelines, but you're not sitting on the sidelines. You're interested in what's possible. So you can meet your fear with love for the sheer mystery of life, the fact that God basically gives us this incredible capacity to forge our destiny and to actually be actors and drama, you know, be in the drama of our own lives. You know, if you're feeling fear, you can have love for the person you're becoming, that person you haven't even met yet because they're in the future. So if that sounds vague, I don't know. I mean, I think this works. But it's a discipline, and you've got to practice it and think about it and affirm it and just constantly build that into yourself. So let me run a summary here. We're talking about the turbulence of change. We're talking about the second law of thermodynamics, of things winding down. And if you want to push back against that and grow, you're going to get turbulence. You're going to get it in key relationships. You're going to get people that don't want you to change. Stay the same. Don't, you know, freak us out. Just be exactly like you always have been. And that's, you know, that's sad, because we can end up in roles, can't we? You know, roles are really powerful. You know, you might be the depressive one, or the funny one, or the anxious one, or the one who always looks after everyone else. And look, I don't know those roles. Some of them, there can be really positive sides of different parts of it. You know, you might be a more reserved person and you create sort of great stuff because you're more introverted. But once you begin to change, people are going to freak out. And I want you in this podcast to be prepared for that, to be ready to go, you know what? If it's a key relationship, you have to be able to say in yourself, look, I love these people around me. And in fact, I love them enough that I have to be authentic. I love them enough that I don't want them to live with the shadow of who I actually really am. You know, that's how much that I actually love them, that I want to be authentic and real and give them the gift of who I really am and of all that I could contribute. So friends, listen to that one again a couple of times. Get on the iPod. What a privilege it is to do it. I want you to share this for me underneath the podcast here. Go back to the page. Hit those social share buttons. Post it to friends on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, anywhere you like, and just say, hey, listen to this. Email the link to a couple of friends. I'd love your help with that. I'd love your help if you could go to iTunes and post a review for me. I give you all this great free content. All I ask is that you could help it grow by sharing it with those people you care about. So good news to come. I am really excited about the new website, which, depending on when this one goes to air, will be finished or almost finished. You know, honestly, be honest with you, where I'm going is I'm going to create, or I'm already, you know, half finished, a fantastic masterclass program that you can buy, which will be video-based, like a training course, where everything I've done and what I think could transform my life and yours will all be in a private members area, and you can buy access to that. All my great free content will still be there. I'll still keep giving out as much as I can for free. But pretty soon, I'm stoked to let you know that those of you who really want to take this a step further, the new program will be ready very soon. So I'm Jonathan Doyle. I hope that's been really useful to you this week. Shoot me a message, an email, reply to the email that you got this in. If you've got a topic you really want me to cover, it's the coolest thing. I get them once or twice a week. People going, hey, could you say, talk about this? Could you do that? I'm here for you. If there's a topic you'd like me to hit, something that's holding you back, something that you want to know how to break through, you send me that contact. You hit me on Twitter, Facebook, email me. I'll find an answer. I don't care if I have to walk barefoot and naked up the Himalayas. I will find an answer for you, because I just want to, and that's the kind of person I am. Well, maybe slightly clothed. The Himalayas are very cold. So I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is a weekly podcast. I really look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast, or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.